Australia's largest telecommunications company, Telstra, has just released its full year results. In fact, it's the final update under the leadership of current CEO Andy Penn. He's stepping down in 2 weeks and he's going to be replaced by current Chief Financial Officer Vicky Brady at the start of September. Let's take a look at some of the key numbers in this result, starting with total income, essentially revenue, which fell by 4.7% to $22 billion. EBITDA, which is a fancy way of saying core profits, doesn't include things like depreciation and also taxes. It fell 5% to $7.3 billion. And net profit dropped by about 9% to $1.7 billion. Now, both revenue and EBITDA largely in line with the estimates of analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. Net profit, on the other hand, was just a touch ahead of the six analysts who were surveyed by Bloomberg as far as the average estimates were concerned. Now, looking at some of the drivers of this result, starting with mobile. This is not only its largest business unit, it accounts for 40% of revenues, it also was the biggest improver in 2022 as well. In fact, profits rose by about 21%. That's a lift of around $700 million, certainly a big boost to its bottom line. It added 155,000 postpaid phones, about 215,000 prepaid services. Now, it also said it's going to increase prices on many of its mobile services from September. Now, essentially, this will be in line with inflation, so it should help provide a bit of a boost to cash flow as well. Next up, transformation. Now, it's been a real year of transition, in fact, four of them, because it just wrapped up a four-year transformation program that it called T22. Now, this is essentially a way to restructure the business. It did a number of things like cutting costs by about 6% over the year. It included the sale of some of its assets, including towers, and also reduced its workforce by about 8,000 employees in recent years as well. And finally, the NBN. This has certainly been a bit of a weight on the group over the year. It made $700 million less from NBN connections in 2022. That's a 64% drop. However, the NBN rollout is now complete, and according to Telstra, it said that the headwinds that were created by the rolling out of the NBN, both financially and operationally, are now behind them. Finally, the dividend certainly receives a lot of attention for Telstra every single year. This time around, it actually raised its dividend for the first time in 7 years. It actually declared its largest dividend since 2018 as well. It was seen perhaps more of a symbolic move than anything else, but keep in mind that it does perhaps show the company's faith in lifting profits in coming years. So the final dividend, 8.5 cents per share. It's trading ex-dividend on the 24th of August, and will be paid out to those who are eligible on the 22nd of September. Looking forward from here, the company said that it's going to continue to cut costs in the year ahead, thinks that revenues in 2023 should jump by between $1 and $3 billion, and also thinks that profits should lift by about $500 to $700 million next year as well. The share price did initially lift to a near 6-month high following this result.